Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Hey, everyone. Good morning and good afternoon. And I'm so glad you have joined me today. Praise the Lord. I can't believe that it is September already. And, you know, today is the first day of fall. And, you know, I don't ever try to really look for prophetic things. If something comes up in my spirit, it comes up, and of course, you know, I share it, but this morning, it was just really, really strong in my spirit that we're not stepping into a new season, although today, in the natural, the season has changed from summer to autumn, but we have stepped into a new season, and you know what? It is a wonderful season, and truly, all things are changing. Everything is changing. And I believe that this last quarter of this year, for us in the regular calendar year, is going to be so amazing. And we're going to see so many things turning around. And the reason why is because there's been so much darkness that has been revealed. So much darkness is being revealed and it is being exposed. And so when darkness is revealed and exposed, then the new can come in because God is dealing with things that have been so out of order and out of alignment according to his word. And so not only was just darkness, like in the world, unfortunately, in our government and other places of, you know, authority, but in us as believers, as the body of Christ. And so, you know, it's just an exciting time. And wow, what can I say? We are truly in a place. And as we have positioned ourselves, because the word of God, remember, says to arise and shine, for your light has come in. The glory of the Lord is upon you. And that word in Hebrew, arise, means to change position. I've taught messages on this for many, many years. And that word arise, it means to change position. And so I've always said, you know, if you're laying down, then sit up. If you're sitting up, then stand up. If you're standing up, then begin to skip. If you're skipping or just walking along briskly, then go ahead and start running. In other words, start doing something different. And the Holy Ghost is not going to do that for you, but as you make that effort to change your position. And it could not only be physically, but mentally, the way that you're thinking, the perception that you've had that hasn't necessarily been in alignment with the Word of God, but how you perceive things as you change that, because you're choosing to come into alignment with the Word of God and to believe what the Word of God says. And as you do that, then you're going to begin to shine even more. Isn't that exciting? I mean, it's like, you know, we've heard this saying so many times, you can't keep on doing the same thing and get a different result. And you can't keep on wishing that something is going to happen. You have to be proactive and take ownership of your life and do something. The word of God is not about hearers, it's about doing. Because people who only hear all the time become puffed up with all of this knowledge, but never really come into that place of being positioned as a person that is walking in wisdom, because they're not walking out the word. He wants doers of the word. And so, you know, we have to yield ourselves, of course, and make ourselves available, but do whatever it takes. So that's just a little something I'm sharing right there. Excuse me, y'all. I need to take a drink of water right quick. There we go. But I am so excited, truly, about what God is doing right now. And, you know, there's several things I want to cover. Today is only a 30-minute program, so we only have about 22 minutes left, which will go by super quick, because it always does. Even when I do the hour and hour and a half programs, they go by so fast, because we step over into the realm of eternity, and time is of no essence. It's like you're not even aware of the time. But praise God for, again, for what he's doing. But I just want to thank all of y'all, first of all. I want to thank y'all for all of those of you who have been praying for my nephew, for Randall, and for Ashley and the kids. And I've been trying to keep everyone updated on Facebook, but your prayers have meant so much, and they are carrying Randall and Ashley and Braylon and Gavin and, you know, and my sister and her family. And, you know, it's just such a, it's just such a blessing. It's, you know, when you are a house of prayer, which I have been for many, many, many years, decades, and I love being a house of prayer, because Jesus said that we were a house of prayer. He did say we shall be in Matthew, but then in Mark he said that he said my house is a house of prayer. And so that's been probably one of the greatest ministries in my life, is being an intercessor and a prayer warrior, because it's really, truly the backbone of my ministry. And you know what? Whether you know it and realize it or not, it's the backbone of your ministry. Prayer is the backbone of everything that we do. And we can't hear enough about prayer, and we got to keep on talking about it and pursuing to be that house of prayer, because there simply is not enough people, but there are more and more now. You know, things have changed. This last year and a half has been a life-changing in many of the lives of believers, and people are praying more and, you know, turning to God even more. And so, you know, being a person that, because I love to pray for people, and I said it to our congregation that, you know, every once in a while it can be overwhelming, because I get so many prayer requests, and, you know, my heart is full of compassion for people and people who have needs. And I had to learn a long time ago how to not be a burden carrier. You know, his burden is light, his yoke is easy. So we have to understand, if the burden in praying for someone or in doing anything becomes too heavy, we've made it our burden instead of his burden, because his burden is light, his yoke is easy. Always remember that. And so I just, you know, from time to time, not very often, but from time to time, you know, I just sit there and cry, and I'm like, Lord, you know, you know the very thing that every single person needs that is writing in. And so in saying that, to be the person that's always doing that, which I love, and to have you to stand in that place for me and my family is, again, it's quite overwhelming. And we know that thing that is happening is because of the unity of prayer, the unity of the saints coming into agreement in prayer. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, you know, my niece and nephew, I mean, they're, I don't care if it's in-law. I never say that. I always say in love, daughter in love, sister in love, niece in love, nephew in love. It's, you know, we're family. And so we are all so grateful. And I just had to tell you that today, because I know many of you that are on Facebook, you see everything, and I know many of you listen to the program as well. And so, again, thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and we are just seeing improvement. You know, every day they're small improvements, but it's moving in the right direction. And so we're so excited. I will share this. And that is that he is off full sedation now. They totally took him off the sedation, but there's still so much in his system because, you know, he's been sedated for 2 weeks and, you know, very, very heavy sedation. And so it's, you know, got to leave his body, exit his body. And so, you know, Ashley is able to go in and see him as of yesterday or Monday. I can't remember now. The days run together because he's out of what they call the isolation because, of course, he no longer has the COVID. So at least she's been able to go in with him and touch him and speak the word over him and sing. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago when they had vented him and sedated him, and she went in the next day or two, they actually let her go in, and she sang over him, and literally his oxygen went up 4 points, a few moments of her singing. And so we're so grateful that he's out of that isolation period, and she can go in and see him at any time and, again, speak the word over him. So y'all keep praying, and please keep praying, and just know, again, how much we love you and thank you for it. And I'll be giving more updates. So, okay, so moving on. So, you know, I've really felt like the Holy Spirit's been impressing upon my heart that, you know, because I've been talking so much about being that house of prayer. God said, I mean, Jesus said, my house is a house of prayer. And so what we have to do is we have to take him at his word and then go on ahead and step out and start praying and not worrying about, like some do, or not thinking, well, I don't know how to pray. Well, I'm telling you, the more you're in the word, the more the Holy Spirit can breathe up on you for you to pray, and so that you are praying in alignment with the word of God, with what God is saying, because God honors his word. And so, you know, but if you'll start seeing yourself as that house of prayer instead of you're going to be, just like I said in Matthew, Jesus said, my church shall be a house of prayer. If you can start seeing yourself as that, you're going to be more likely to just step out. And you know what? you just pray from your heart. And so today, what I'm actually going to do, there's not many on today, but for those of you who would like to, go ahead and follow the prompts. And we're going to pray specifically for this nation of the United States of America, but also for the world, because I know there's many of you listening from all over the world. And so I'm going to let you pray and take a few minutes to pray about some specific things. So if you would like to do that, go ahead and follow the prompts on your phone. And when I say whatever it is that we're going to pray about, if you feel that urging of, and that quickening of the Holy Spirit in you, then go on ahead, because, you know, the body has got to function together. And I just want to give you that opportunity to do that, and then people from all over the world are going to, you know, come into agreement. And so we're going to do that in just a little bit. But I've really felt like the Lord has been quickening me, you know, that some of y'all, you know, you need to just go on ahead and, of course, stay in the Word of God. But sometimes, you know, there's really are some anointed books on prayer, and I don't recommend a whole lot of books, but I want to tell you about one book that really has unlocked so much to me and opened my eyes up to see that I was doing that that I really didn't realize that I was doing. A lot of times when you're in the Word, you can start walking out the Word without having the head knowledge. And then later on, you know, you get the head knowledge. But this one book, it's an old book, and I'm sure you can still find it, but it's called The Kneeling Christian. And it's the thing is, it's written by, it says, an unknown Christian. And this person is by Zondervan Publishing House, but again, it's called The Kneeling Christian, and so it is an amazing, anointed book. It's not very long. It's only about 100 pages long, and so you can read it like in one sitting, but there are so many key things, important things in it that this Christian, whoever wrote it, like I said, this Christian is an unknown Christian. And so I just want to encourage you, if you want a good book to read to encourage you and just to give you some insight, give you some wisdom, then look for this book. You can probably look for it on Amazon or Google. But again, it's called The Kneeling Christian, and that's K-N-E-E-L-I-N-G. And so there you go. You know, there's so many things, as I said a little bit earlier, that God is exposing in our nation. He's exposing the darkness, and we know that in our government. But what we have to do is to pray it through according to the will of God, what God's will is. And we are going to know that by getting into that place of seeking Him, of getting into the to our secret place and hearing from Him, but being that house of prayer. Sometimes when you start praying, what happens is the anointing does kick in, but the Holy Spirit has something to breathe on when you've been in the Word, and then all of a sudden you're speaking out of the Word of God, but you're praying it. He honors that prayer. He said, and Matthew said, in all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And when we come together, according to the book of John, when we come together and we touch and agree, it is given to us. And so we must believe and believe with everything in us, regardless of how it looks. So I want to pray right now, because we just have about 9 minutes left. I want to pray for what is going on in the United States of America. Is there someone that is carrying that burden and would like to pray right now? Just going ahead and it's on your phone and let me know, and I will let you pray. And I don't have a whole lot of time to wait. So if not, then I'll pray. But I want someone to step out and be that house of prayer right now. Come on. Does anyone have a burden for the United States of America? Okay, well, I'll go on ahead and pray then, and you can be in agreement. So, Father, we just thank you right now for the United States of America. Father, thank you that you're merciful, that you're gracious. Father, thank you that you have been so good to us in this nation. And, Father, we have fallen short of your glory. Father, you said that we shall love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, and with all of our mind, and our neighbor as ourselves. Father, forgive us for not walking in that word. Father, for not standing in agreement with that word. Father, forgive us as a nation. Forgive us for the idolatry and the witchcraft. Father, for everything that as a nation that we have exalted and lifted up above you. Father, we stand in the gap today, Lord God, and we ask and we cry out for your mercy. God, have mercy on us as a nation. Have mercy on us, full of God, as your sons and daughters as well. But Father, forgive us for the sins of this nation, for the murder of babies that have taken place for several decades now. Father, forgive us for all of the rioting, all of the racism that we have walked in as a nation. Father, forgive us for creating graven images. Father, forgive us as a nation for being a people that has walked in malice, a people that has not really loved their neighbor, not really been there for their neighbor as believers. Father, have mercy upon us. Father, forgive us for taking prayer out of the schools. Forgive us for taking Bible classes out of schools, for taking Bibles and not allowing Bibles to be in the schools. Father, forgive us for everything, Lord, everything that has gone against what you have predestined for us as a nation. Father, forgive us for it and have mercy on us. And Father, thank you, Lord God, for the darkness that is being revealed right now in the United States of America, as well as other nations in the world. Father, forgive us for just the blatant rebellion, the blatant disrespect for your word. And Father, we ask today, as your sons and daughters, as the body of Christ, Father, we ask you to forgive the man who was elected as president. Forgive him and forgive his staff. Father, forgive the government for everything that they're doing right now that is so evil and so wicked. Bring the earth in gross darkness to people. And Father, we see the gross darkness on a whole new level now that we did not even and we're not even aware of last year and the year before, as riots started breaking out and the shooting of officers and just all the wicked things that have been done, the demonic things that have been controlling people, the demonic spirits that have been controlling people and causing them to do what is the plan of the enemy. Father, we ask you today corporately as the body of Christ, Father God, to open up the eyes of their understanding, illuminate their hearts, Father. Show them the way, show them the truth, show them life. And Father, we ask you, Lord God, to give us access into places that you have ordained for us to be as believers. And Father, we ask you to remove the evil, remove the wickedness. Father, however that is to be done, Father, we're asking you to do that today. And Father, and all over the world. Father, every place in the world right now, in other nations, Father, in Israel, in Afghanistan, in Russia, in China, Father, where all this wickedness is being revealed, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to move in the midst of the darkness. And Father, let the light of your glory move in and change things. And Father, we stand in agreement that your kingdom come, that your will be done in the name of Jesus. And Father, we stand also in the place today, and we stand in the gap for all the families, Lord God, for Randall, and Father, for everyone who is struggling and has gone through the torment of this foul demon of COVID, of corona, of COVID pneumonia. Father, we stand in agreement that every wrongdoing regarding what has been done in the hospitals that have been so dark and so wicked, Father, we ask for forgiveness, but Father, we ask you to remove these corrupt doctors that are coming into alignment with just letting people die. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to move in the midst of this darkness. Father, however that might be, Father, let people speak up for their family members. Let them not be afraid to speak up and to not allow things to happen just because it is the protocol of the hospital that in some hospitals is the protocol of the government. It's what they are being told to do. And Father, you know those things, all of those things, Father. We ask that that be stopped in the name of Jesus, and that righteous to rule in the health system. And Lord, nurses that are being told if they don't get the vaccine that they're going to be fired. All of the federal government jobs, Father, where they're being told that they have to. And Father, there's been so many reports of those who, even in the nursing field and other federal government fields, that have not wanted to get the shot because of religious beliefs, but yet they've been coerced, just as the one nurse, and then she died after she got the shot with no underlying conditions or the jab. Father, all of this wickedness that even so many don't even know about, so many believers, because of a lack of research, they don't even understand or know what has been happening and what has been going on. Father, protect all of those that have had the vaccine. Father, protect them, and Lord God, let the blood of Jesus eradicate any symptoms that would try to come. And Father, even as you did in my one friend, Father, he was
ever since he had gotten the vaccine, he'd been exhausted and tired. And Father, thank you for the miracle, excuse me, that you even worked in his body and in his health, and you healed him. And he's no longer, as of just a few days ago, he has his full strength back in energy. Father, every symptom that anyone has been suffering, Father, we ask you corporately to manifest your power and to change the symptoms that they're having. Father, you're so faithful. Father, I just honor you, Lord, and thank you that we can stand in this place of agreement together. Father, thank you for your sweet Holy Spirit. And Father, we continually stay yielded to your Spirit. And Father, we continue to pray, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Father, be glorified in each and every person's life. And Father, I ask you to bless the house of prayer that has been standing in the gap for Randall. Father, bless each and every one of them. Father, supply their needs according to your riches and glory. Father, thank you, Lord, for their precious heart to stand in that place of agreement. And Father, we just release your love to every family that is struggling right now because of the loss of a loved one, a family member, or the process that they're going through right now. Father, we release a spirit of love. We just release love to them right now. Father, we release the glory of God into their rooms, their bedrooms, into their hospital rooms right now. We release the glory of God, Father, and we come together in agreement and speak a miracle to manifest in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now that kidneys are coming into alignment, that blood pressure is going down right now in the name of Jesus, that lungs are opening up and able to breathe on their own, no longer needing a vent. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that there will be no brain damage in any of these, Lord God, that have been going through this horrendous process of just trying to live and survive. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that their saturation levels are exactly where they need to be. Their heart rate is exactly where it needs to be. They're coming into alignment with your anointing that is being released right now. But because your glory is present, Father, we thank you for many miracles. Father, we thank you for reports of miracles happening. Father, we pray, Lord God, that the COVID wards would be emptied out because people are getting up. They're waking up. They're getting up. They're breathing on their own, and they're walking out of the hospitals. Father, we thank you for just a manifestation of your power right now all over the world where people are struggling in every nation with this horrible disease that the enemy has intended to take us out. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for changing it for your glory. Now, Father, I pray for each of these today who are listening or whenever they listen to this program, Father, as they are yielding and surrendering to you, Father, thank you that they're rising up as a house of prayer. Through where they go, they're ministering prayer where it is needed, and they are seeing miracles happen because, Father, you have anointed each one of these precious people that you have drawn to listen to this program today. Father, you have anointed them. And Father, thank you that they will begin to see your power manifested through them. And Father, they'll have testimonies of your wondrous works that are being ministered. So Father, we give you all the glory and honor and praise today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. And we agree. Amen and amen. praise the Lord. I love you. I'm so sorry, y'all. We are past our time, so I've got to get off of here. But I will be back with you next week on September the 29th. And just know how much you are valued and appreciated. Me and your prayers, as I'm probably going to be traveling to Tennessee this weekend. A precious dear friend of mine who was a prayer warrior, and we have prayed. She's actually was my prayer partner, and we would get caught up in the spirit and see things and speak things, and then we would see them happen in the natural. And some of you may know of her, but keep her family in your prayers. Her name is Dr. Mary Kay Baxter. Precious, precious, dear friend and sister, but a gift to the body of Christ for so many years, traveled and ministered in over 100 nations, and wrote many books. Some of you might be familiar with the one book that a lot of people talk a whole lot about, and that was The Divine Revelation of Hell. But my heart is sad, and there will never be Dr. Mary Kay Baxter. She was an incredible saint, woman of God, and evangelist, and God used her in the healing ministry so, so strong. And so so thank y'all for lifting up her family and keeping her in your prayers. And so I love y'all, and I will be back with you again next week. So go forth in God's glory and always live a life of thanksgiving and prayer. Okay, bye.